Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup. Hello, today I'm at Shoreland Elementary. We're going to start a kind of a tour of the district and stop at all the buildings. And I have some special guests with me. Let's go around the table and introduce yourselves.
My name's Charlie Bott. I'm the principal at Shoreland Elementary.
I'm Angie Jakobiak. I'm the secretary.
I'm Heather Rotuno, and I teach music.
All right. Well, thank you for being here this morning on this chilly morning. This will be released actually on Monday, but it will probably be chilly on Monday from what I'm seeing for the weather forecast. So, all right. We just want to talk a little bit about Shoreland and some of the fun things here and the staff. So I wanted to start off with, if your school had a theme song, what would it be and why? I can see the wheels turning.
We actually have a theme song coming out.
Oh.
So stay tuned.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are we singing this same theme song, or is this a song that we're going to recognize?
No, it's new, brand new.
How did you get the lyrics and music to come to be, Mr. Kowiak?
Of course, Mr. Bott is always the subject of all of our things that we do here at Shoreland. So,
okay,
he has mentioned in the song a few times.
Well, I'm glad I could give a sneak peek to our community that there is a theme song for Shoreland Elementary coming. Great.
I would just like to also put out there that there is a famous ballet written called The Firebird.
So you have one, a ballet.
By Igor Stravinsky.
Well, who knew? So this was the first question, and you guys rocked that one out. So, all right, great.
But it wouldn't be our theme song.
No.
Okay, we'll start something else. What is one thing that you secretly wish you could have in your classroom or office or workspace that would make your life instantly easier, no matter how ridiculous? What's something that you would wish you had here at Shoreland Elementary?
A Starbucks.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
In my classroom.
I'm on board with that.
Cold brew and egg bites.
I like it.
I'm going for the automatic door opener, automatic buzzer pusher.
Which is your job now.
Yes.
And how many times a day do you think
it's uncontrolled. I don't even know. It's so many.
You probably do it in your sleep.
Yes.
Mr. Bott?
I am blessed with a beautiful new school, so we have so many awesome features here, and I'm reminded of that daily. I would probably put a slide or something in from the top of the stairs down, something that students would enjoy or that we could use for positive behavior.
Yeah. If your students hear that, they may try to hold you accountable for that slide.
You're in control, Mrs. Martin, as the superintendent.
Okay, next question. If you could trade jobs with anyone in this building for just 1 hour, think about that. Who would it be and why?
I'll go first. I got asked this question at a principal's meeting, kind of similar, and I would love to go back to change with a student. I would really love to feel how they feel here. I think it would give me a lot of good perspective. Able to relate to the parents, and I've known the staff for a while, but I would change with a 1 minute in each grade level so I could get the whole perspective.
I like that. And how long have you been at Shoreland, Mr.
This is my sixth year. Okay. Second year as principal. I did 4 years as the associate. Okay.
Well, and I know
six, seven.
Oh, we're chuckling because go ahead.
It is the 60s.
And you know what? I always know that when I walk in the building because it's a goal of yours. You know, your kindergartners you're still working on, but it's really.
I'm a big name guy. I think the staff know that. I hope the community knows that. I mean, all of our staff names just is something that I take pride in.
Thank you. All right.
I agree. I would say kids are so lovable from there. They would say any place in second grade.
All right. So true.
Yeah, and walk across the hall. Clay, we'd get out all the paint and try to clean it up before she came back.
Love that.
Definitely are.
Great answers. You have a beautiful new building. This question is, what is your favorite often overlooked spot in this school building? Is there a spot that you think is your favorite? And I see some heads nodding. So go ahead and go first if you have an answer.
I love it under the stairs. That sounds weird. But there's this cool, step. It's a concrete. Mm-hmm. You can sit there. You can, go under the stairs. And there's a window there. I think, we've done science experiments in that window, too. We've let a pumpkin. And there's sometimes there's weird stuff to look under there.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, I like it under the... Stay in the lobby.
Great answer.
Man, there's so many cool places. Again, walk around daily and just I'm so lucky. Our fifth grade wing has a glass extension to their common space, we call it, and you can see so much natural light. You can see recess. So I kind of just hang out there. I've had multiple conversations with students just out there. Just little nooks.
It's really warm there, too.
Yeah,
the sun comes shines in.
Yeah. I like having conversations with students outside of my office. Mm-hmm. I think that that's, again, a perspective of the principal and what really takes place. So having those conversations in the common space.
I would say common space is also just because there's always kids in the common space. So if I'm walking to make a delivery somewhere, I will always run into kids and get to interact with kids because they're out there working or doing something.
I think common space is a language that only Shoreland and Silver Creek know because they're in our new builds and there will be common spaces in the new Whitmer Middle School. But when you see the common spaces, when you walk around the building, there are always kids learning.
Yes.
And out in those spaces and teachers. So it's really a gem. And I'm fortunate that you have that. And I'm so excited that we'll have that at the middle school because these kids are used to that common space. So thank you for bringing that up. All right. Fun question. If you got snowed into Shoreland overnight, which two?
Ooh, that's scary.
Which two employees would you want to be stuck with, and what would you do? Snowed in, you're stuck here overnight. Who would you want to have with you, and what would you do?
I would say Mrs. Tack, our STEM teacher. She's super fun, and there's an event that we host here in the springtime where Mrs. Tack and I wear rollerblades all day long. It is a really fun school to rollerblade around in. So I think that is one thing that we would for sure do.
I like it. I can picture you rollerblading in the halls.
It's
I love
so fun.
Two people. I would pick Mrs. Tony, who I just want to shout out as an awesome associate principal here at Shoreland. I feel like we could work out and get a ton done. So just if I'm snowed in, I do like to accomplish things and check things off.
And she's rollerblading, blah, and you're
blah,
going
blah.
To work.
So boring.
Well, I was going to pick you, but I'm going to change my pick right now. It is going to be... Mr. Forshey, I'm going to shout you out, our PE teacher. We could, again, be active. I cannot sit still, so I would do something that would help pass the time. I would love to open up our building to our students, too. I think that that would make it really fun if families wanted to come into the igloo.
Like that.
Since Angie only picked one, can I pick three?
Absolutely. Ooh,
okay.
The rules are there are no rules.
First one, Kylie Duran, custodian. We never get to spend time together, but she always leaves me love notes on my whiteboard, and I miss her. So we would definitely have slumber party time, and I would invite Leslie Scholl and Jess Cole to my slumber party because we craft and make stuff and
all right.
Get our nails done.
So you'd have a busy evening as well.
Yeah, we would play.
All right, I like it.
Somebody's got to work around here. I guess I'm the only one.
This working thing really gets in the way sometimes, you know.
Careful.
You know what? When they say if you, joy, it shouldn't be work if you love what you do.
Exactly.
And I think that does happen out here. I've seen enough videos, and I'm out here enough to pick up on that vibe. So I love hearing that. Okay, what's a skill you've picked up only because you work in a school? And you probably know this when you're around other adults and talking in groups. And because we work in schools, I think we just do different things or think differently. So what's something that you know or you do because you work in a school that sometimes other people in the world don't know? Go ahead.
I don't want to sound mean, but learning how to cut the conversation off when a K through 2, especially maybe 3, is trying to tell you their life story and you have 55 minutes with them once a week. Learning how to just get that conversation down to a few less sentences.
Does that help you in social settings as an adult outside of school as well?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, gotcha.
I think the one thing that I learned being in education is that youth makes you young, and youth makes you lucky to see that every day. So there's not, if I lived worked in an office, it would be difficult to see that.
For sure. That's 100% a good one.
Oh, man, a compliment.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm going to say pushing myself outside the box, always looking for new things, technology, and keeping up on what's new. Because you have to stay relevant with the kids. They look forward to all of the things that we bring, but we have to stay in tune with what they are in tune with.
All very good answers. In your opinion, what makes Shoreland different than any other Washington local school?
I have been a part of my journey. And what makes Shoreland so different is the community. So I want to shout out our community. Again, so blessed and lucky to have the community that we have. It comes with our students and follows up with our staff. So I don't know if it's the location or the group, but we on our island, we kind of hold firm to you and make sure that you are learning and enjoying yourself.
Yeah, and people always say we're so far out. Oh, we got to drive all the way out to Shoreland. You guys are missing out. You're missing out. This is where all the magic happens.
Take the drive.
Yeah, I would just add on to that. Like, our staff participates. Mm-hmm. We sign up. We're joiners. Uh-huh. We get together. Everything Angie asks us to do,
yes,
we do. We show up. But I don't know if that's different enough.
All right. Fun question. We have to end with one fun one. We'll have one more serious. If you could be a superhero, what superhero would you be and why? Okay. Let's hear them.
I mean, Wonder Woman. I mean, but since I could talk and run around and wear Wonder Woman underoos, I mean, she's just like my eye. I've always wanted to be Wonder Woman. And I have a costume.
Oh, too. All right. So you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Angie, any superhero?
Isn't there one that like can read minds or something like that? Megamind? Or I don't know. I'm not really up on my superhero day, not forever, because that would give me anxiety. I think that'd be cool.
Okay. You could turn that on, or you could read minds when you wanted to.
Yeah.
I like it. Mr. Bat?
I'm not going to pick a superhero, and I don't want to be corny with things, but I truly have a superhero staff here, and so there's really no one thing that I would want to turn into. I just would want to strengthen them, and that's really my goal every day. Just strengthen
you're so
them.
Kind.
I truly enjoy being myself, and so that's that. I would just strengthen others.
All right, I like it. Okay, last question I asked all the guests on the podcast is: what is your favorite thing about Washington Local? Charlie, how long have you been in Washington Local?
You know, I'm really bad with years, but I think like 14 or 15 years.
So you've been in the district a long time. What is
Yeah.
How long you've been in the district and what your favorite thing is?
Yeah. My favorite thing about our district is the community aspect. And no matter, they've left an imprint on me and I've left an imprint on them that we can pick up. I go back to old basketball games. I see old students, old players that I've coached and old families. And that's my favorite thing about Washington Local.
Okay. Angie?
I would say just the amount of people that stay in this district. I actually graduated from Whitmer also. My kids went through Whitmer or went in high school with. And so I think that's a really cool thing is people stay here.
And how long have you been in the district?
As an employee?
Yes.
I started working here when my youngest was in kindergarten, and he's now a sophomore.
Okay.
And I will say it's the students, and I don't mean to be corny when I say that, but I've worked the summer camps and gotten to see a wide range of ages and students from all the schools, and they always feel like they're my students or I could be their music teacher in their school. And they, I don't know, the kids show up to play.
Mm-hmm. They love you.
And I love them. I love our students, and I love their families.
That's because you do so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for being here today and answering honestly. It was a really good conversation, and I can see the joy. And we can't see that on a podcast, but I can see the joy in all your faces.
Mr. Bat is smiling from ear to ear.
He just
loves this.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We'll have another school next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Soup, where we discuss all things Washington Local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time. Go Panthers!